Ride or die lovers. Co-evolution is a pretty cool concept. It's also very common. Bees and flowers are the most well known. It's generally explained as if the bees and flowers sort of know what they are doing, but this is also pretty common to anthropomorphize inanimate objects, like how a chemistry teacher will describe two atoms that want to hook up with each other, or a weather person will talk about how the pressure wants to equilibrate. So when they say a bee is helping the flower, this is really a metaphorical description. Imagine a whole bunch of flowers and a whole bunch of bees. All are different types, different configurations, etc. The kind of flowers and bees that end up after a couple hundred thousand years or so are the ones that replicate the most. And if a bee can help a flower replicate and that same flower is helping the bee replicate, that's what will happen. Another interesting example of co-evolution in us humans is our gut biome. Our gut biome is critical to our health. If you take too many antibiotics, it can ruin your gut biome and you'll be on the toilet all day long. There are plenty of correlations with the diversity of gut biome to health, but nobody knows which is really causing which. But the coolest thing is our gut biome is not made out of our DNA. We and our gut biome are as different as bees and flowers. They live in our gut for free, and they help us digest food for free. Just like bees and flowers and those tiny fish that clean in between the whale's teeth. But in my opinion, one of the coolest and most enjoyable forms of co-evolution is within humans. This is something an official biologist would probably disagree with, but here we go. The coolest co-evolution is between men and women. Humans are the only animal where men and women go out and get different kinds of food. Men get meat and fat and protein. Women get roots and other stuff, which means we can live in twice as many places. But our behaviors are also different. Men are wired to go out and hunt and provide the food for everybody. Women are hardwired to take care of the kids and make sure everybody is treated fairly. This is probably something that would get you in trouble if you talked about it out loud. But these ideas can also help you to create, maintain, or even fix a relationship so everybody feels good. So everybody can get their needs met. So everybody has each other's backs, not only when it's convenient, but in a long life, ride or die kind of way. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.